Earthquakes, natural disasters, have dominated the news this winter. But the earthquakes in Sichuan province in May of 2008 and the resulting collapse of a disproportionate number of school buildings there, by some accounts, an unnatural disaster. China's unnatural disaster, The Tears of Sichuan Province, is an HBO documentary that follows victims' families as they demand accountability for what they believe was inadequate construction of those schools. The film is one of five nominated for Best Documentary Short category at this year's Academy Awards. China's Unnatural Disaster is 39 minutes of utter heartbreak. The film is filled with beautiful faces, faces of the children, smiling out from picture frames that each parent clutches to their chest, faces of the parents, tear-stained, anguished, and exhausted. The film was blocked from being aired in China, and the words, unnatural disaster, have been removed from the title on Chinese internet mentions. And when the Oscars are broadcast tomorrow night, it's possible that China will censor all mention of this documentary. The makers of the film, John Alpert and Matthew O'Neill, now join us from NPR West. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
John, Matthew, how was news of an Oscar nomination covered in China? Do you know?
Well, it was covered quite nicely, except for ours. They just removed all mention of it. It was like we didn't exist.
I guess you can block it out these days.
They did.
From all broadcast, all internet mention?
You can, but you can't block out the internet completely. And what was interesting is the parents, so these are basically peasants in a remote section of Sichuan, and their parents had lost their children in a school. The school collapsed when all the other buildings in the town stood. The parents knew about our nomination. They heard about it on the internet, and they're pretty excited because they think that this might get some further recognition for their struggle to find out what happened to their children, and they're fighting for justice even today.
Mm-hmm. So they seem confident that that maybe the news can't continue to be suppressed.
I think confident might be an overstatement. I think they're hopeful that this film can add more pressure for a formal investigation. The film keeps on being posted on YouTube and on BitTorrent, and every time the Chinese government takes it down or blocks access to the sites, it pops up someplace else.
Did you have any problems making this documentary?
We actually thought we'd gotten to China too late. The genesis of our project actually came from NPR and those haunting, horrific stories of the first days of the earthquake. And Sheila Nevins from HBO heard those stories and said, guys, would you please get on a plane and go over to Sichuan? But when we got there, the cleanup was in progress. NPR's reporters were leaving, and we thought that we had missed the story. But we were driving down a road one day in basically the middle of nowhere, and coming in the other direction was a long line of mothers and fathers, each one clutching the photograph of their dead child. And they had been waiting for the government to answer their questions. And after a week, they finally said, hey, if we have to march all the way to Beijing, we're going to get answers. And that's how we discovered the parents of the Fushan School. And that's basically what our story is about.
There's no argument among journalists as to how much good journalism can actually do people sometimes. I mean, we give each other awards, and people in the Academy Awards give each other awards. But you've made such an important film. Well, it raises the question, how much can a film like this do?
It's hard to say. We believe in an abstract sense that shedding light on a situation and trying to show the truth will bring pressure and clarity and try to empower the people who are fighting for justice over in Sichuan province. But the reality is that the attention in the American media or in the international media may have no bearing whatsoever on the decision-making of the Chinese government. In fact, it may even have a negative effect. We don't know, but we're hopeful that by bringing more attention to this, pressure will be borne to bear on the government for a full investigation.
Do you have any idea what will happen when your category is announced at the Oscars? What's going to happen in China?
I don't know about in China, but I'm going to start sweating, Scott. And, you know, I'm going to be weighted down with all these good luck charms that I have. I've got lucky T-shirts, and the parents have asked if we'd carry the photographs of their children under our coats. And so I don't think these things are decided by luck, and the other films are really, really good. But the parents are basically saying they're going to be waiting around, holding their breath, and hoping that we're going to win, because then it would be a win for them and their children.
John, are you going to carry those pictures in your
car? Yeah, I'm going to carry them. I'm not going to be holding them up, Scott. We're carrying the parents' thoughts, and we're carrying those kids in our hearts with us. We talk to the parents all the time. We call them every month or so. We want to make sure that none of our activities associated with the films are harming them in any way. And they just keep on giving us attaboys and hoping that more people can see the film and more people will talk about this. They want their country to be a better place, and they hope that what happened to them will never happen to any other parents in China or any place else.
John Alpert and Matthew O'Neill, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, Scott. Appreciate it.
Their film, China's a Natural Disaster, is up for an Oscar tomorrow night.